Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 28, 2024. God will provide himself a lamb. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Genesis chapter 22, verse 7 and 8. Today's morsel. I love Abraham's faith in God. God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, and he does not waver. He takes his son and heads for the mountain that God shows him. He gets to the mountain and tells his servants to stay there and watch the donkeys as he and Isaac are going to worship and return. Talk about faith. Why did he have such faith? Because Abraham has seen that God comes through with what he says that he would do. God told him about the time in which he and Sarah would have a son, and what his name must even be called. And it happened just like God said. When Isaac questioned his father about the lamb for the sacrifice, Abraham in his faith tells him that God would provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. This was a type and shadow of that which was to come. Notice God would provide himself. John writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 14. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Verse 29. Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Peter said of him, For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. If we do what God asked of us to do, he will do what we asked of him to do as long as it is within his will. Sing this song with me today. Your only son they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in thy precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Thought for today. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53, verse 7.